कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दावी
Oh,
Haribo. Thank you all for chanting so enthusiastically. Today is a very special day. You may have heard. It is the appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya. He is the, for those of you who do not know, he is the deity on the furthest left of the altar with the beard and the white hair. So he's a great personality. There are lots of things to say about him, but I won't say too much. I'm going to leave a bunch for Maharaj. Later he will be speaking. But just a few things. Advaita Acharya is known as Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. He is an expansion of Bhagavan Narayan. There's a great theology behind understanding God. You see, the Supreme Lord has, you could say, many faces. Many faces, many forms, expansions, expansions of expansions, and even expansions of expansions of expansions. So Advaita Acharya is one, as I said, Mahavishnu. Now, generally, typically, all the incarnations that come to this material world, they come through him. Pass through him, generally. All the incarnations who come to this world for a specific purpose, some of them to teach the Dharma or religion, religious process for the age, they all come through this Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. So, and for, generally speaking, for Kali Yuga, the incarnation who comes, it's an incarnation, Gaura Narayan, he comes, passing through, and he gives the process for delivering, for people to be delivered from the material world. And that process for the Kali Yuga is Naam Sankirtan, chanting of the holy names of God, like we were just doing. But in the present age of Kali, instead of an incarnation coming, the Supreme Lord himself, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he comes himself, but not as himself. he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was invited to come here by Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he, seeing the condition of people in this age, how degraded they are, he prayed and he worshipped the Supreme Lord in a very simple way. He worshipped the Shalagram form of the Lord with just water from the sacred Ganges and the blossoms from the tulsi. They are called manjaris, with the blossom of flowers. So it's a very simple method. But his heart was full of love. So it tells us that we worshipping Krishna, worshipping God, can be very simple. But it's the love that attracts him. And the love of Advaita Acharya, he begged the Lord to come. See, Advaita Acharya, his jurisdiction is the whole material world. And the material world is a place of suffering. That was declared by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He said, Dugalayam Ashashvatam. I made it so. That's the way it is. And so this is Advaita Acharya, that's his turf, his domain, the whole material world. So he is full of compassion because he's close to the suffering of people, the people in the material world. Generally, if you get close to suffering, you will feel some empathy. So he is an ocean of compassion, and he begged Krishna to please come yourself, because he felt himself like almost incapable of delivering everyone. So Krishna came. Krishna agreed to come, but he came as Lord Chaitanya, and he came as the Yuga Avatar to teach the religion of the age, but he gives something more than just the Yuga Dharma. The Yuga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna, but Lord Chaitanya is giving the Yuga Dharma with something more. So Lord Chaitanya coming as the Kali Yuga avatar, that is only a partial reason why he came, to teach Nam Sankirtan. That is only part one reason why he came. There are other reasons. So the Venerable Krishna Das Kaviraj tells us that he has come to taste what is called Ujjala Rasa, the highest love. The love that Radharani feels for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya has come. He wants to understand that love. He wants to taste that love. And he wants to distribute that love also. So his giving of the name, the Maha Mantra, as I said, it's the Maha Mantra that's been there since time immemorial, but it's got something else with it, something more. He is giving prema, or love of God, love of Krishna, with the Maha Mantra. It's like he put a garland of love around it, and he wants to give it to everybody. So, if someone wants to give the highest thing to the most qualified people, that is good, but that is not considered magnanimous. But when someone wants to give the highest thing to the most unqualified people, that is truly magnanimous. So Rupa Goswami one of the principal followers of Lord Chaitanya, when he met Lord Chaitanya, he composed a very nice prayer. He said, Namo Mahavadanyaya. You are the most munificent, most magnanimous incarnation. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayate. You are giving Krishna Prema to anyone and everyone. To the most unqualified. In Kali Yuga, generally people are considered to be the most unqualified. In previous ages, people were much higher caliber. But in Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam describes people in Kali Yuga as Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya. You may not like to hear this, but it's if you look at it closely, you will see yes. People are slow when it comes to spiritual life. They're lazy. And if they are interested in spiritual life, they end up accepting something that is half-baked. They don't get the real thing. And above all, they're always disturbed. Their minds are disturbed with so many complexities, so many problems. So it's very difficult. They are described as unfortunate. We are unfortunate. Yeah. But Lord Chaitanya has come to not just deliver us from our lamentable condition, but he wants to give us this Ujjala Rasa, this highest love, to share, to enter into a relationship with Krishna and his associates in the spiritual world. And so, and this is due to the compassionate heart, you could say, of Sri Advaita Acharya. So, therefore devotees pray to Advaita Acharya that please be kind to me, because if you are kind to me, then naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. Because you got them to come. So, and as I said, this chanting that we get coming through Lord Chaitanya's line, this is the Gaudiya Vaishnava lineage, we are getting being offered not just deliverance from samsara, from repetition of birth and death, not just that, but we're getting entrance into the loving dealings of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So therefore he is the most merciful, most magnanimous avatar, Mahavadanyaya avatar. So we can chant some more. I didn't want to say too much, but I have to say something about Advaita Prabhu. He is so, as I say, his heart is full of compassion, that he begged Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya couldn't refuse him. And Krishna couldn't refuse him. Krishna is independent. God is independent. He can do whatever he likes. But he becomes subdued by his devotee's love. and become subdued. Just like Arjuna. You see the picture on the cover of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is driving the chariot. He's got the reins. So he's like a chauffeur. You know, chauffeur, right? And Arjuna is the passenger. And in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna tells Krishna, take my chariot on the battlefield in the middle. I want to see who has come to fight. And Krishna, he said, yes, sir. Just like a chauffeur. You tell the chauffeur, go here, go there. Krishna, this is the wonderful relationship between the Lord and his devotees. He submits himself to them. Mother Yashoda, she ties him up. It may sound like child cruelty. Right? You hear a mother is tied a child up with a rope around the waist. Actually, that was the custom in India. People would tie the children and put a little bell on them so they'll know where they're going. So, Mother Yashoda did that to who? To the Supreme. How is it possible? So many. It said that the Pandavas, Arjuna and his brothers, Krishna acted as their messenger. Yudhisthira would tell him, go take a letter to so-and-so. And Krishna, yes. He becomes, as his devotees want him, that's how he is. He remains the Supreme. He never falls down from his position. But he comes just the way the devotee wants him. That's why when Arjuna told him to drive the chariot, he addressed him by the name Achyuta. Achyuta means one who never falls down. So he's always God. Whether he's on the lap of Mother Yashoda, or whether he's driving the chariot of Arjuna, he's still the Supreme Lord. When there is need for showing his godliness, then he shows it. So many, you read, when he was a baby, so many demons were coming to the Braj. And their intention was to kill him. But very easily he would disperse for them. And the wonderful thing about him is, while he's doing all these things, his parents never thought that he is God. His friends never think that he is God. They are under a kind of maya. But we are also under maya. But we are under an inferior maya. But the pure devotees of the Lord, they are under his yoga maya. That Yogamaya, they don't know that he is God. And they treat him as their friend, their child, their lover, everything. And Krishna perfectly plays the role. Perfectly. His friends in Vrindavan, they think he's one of us. He's a Brajabasi. And Krishna said, he also thinks, yes, I'm a Brajabasi. So this is the sweet nature between the Lord and his devotees. And Lord Chaitanya has come to give us access to that. Access to that most high realm. And it's all centered around the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So let's chant some more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Govinda, Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava, Dina Daya. Keshava Madhava Dina Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Gopal, Keshav Madhav, Dinadaya. Gopal, Keshav Madhav.